Smokey Robinson has been in the music business almost 50 years as a songwriter, producer, and performer. He was described by Bob Dylan as America's greatest living poet.
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.
I think my favorite part of my work, my business, is performing. I love being in the studio. I love writing songs. I write songs all the time. I love making music. The reason that I still perform is because that's my favorite part. I get a chance then to one-on-one with the fans. I get a chance to be with them. I get a chance to react to them and have them react to what we're doing on stage. And I always say I never do a concert for people. I do a concert with people. I mean, we have a fun time. It's a good time.
In other words, I love you. Play.
And I can be feeling bad, but when that music starts, you know, it kind of perks something up in me, or the alter ego comes out or something, and it's always fun. Play.
Smokey has recently released a collection of songs by some of America's greatest songwriters.
These songs are among the first songs that I ever heard, but they were written when the song was king.
He describes what it takes to make a hit.
I wish there was like this one little thing that I had the secret to that I would know, okay, this is a hit, because you just never know. I mean, my formula for going into the studio, I always want to start with a song. When I sit down to write, I'm trying to write a song. I hope it's a hit, but if it isn't, it's a song, and it has a chance. If I had written it 50 years before then, it would have meant something to people. If I write it now, it's going to mean something to people. 50 years from now, it's going to mean something, if it's a song.
I would do anything. I would go
Smokey knows about writing hit songs. He has penned number one songs for Mary Wells, The Temptations, and for his own group, The Miracles. His career in music began when he met Berry Gordy and helped found legendary Motown Records.
I'm so proud of Motown and of being affiliated and being there from the first day, because Motown has grown into something beyond any of our wildest dreams, those of us who were there on the first day. There were five of us. There was Berry Gordy and four others of us. And to know that it is internationally what it is and what it means to the world is very, very, very special for me. Many times when you are in other countries, the promoter who has brought you there, after the concert that evening, will take you to the end spot. You go to this little club, and these guys are on stage, and they're playing, and they're singing. And the guy is singing, "Now if you feel that you can't go on, because all your hope is gone." And you close your eyes, and you're thinking, God, it's the Four Tops. They're here, and they're singing. So when the set was over, they came off stage, and I go over to the guy who's singing with me. I said, "That was fantastic." He said, oh, no comprende. He didn't speak English. But he knew that song verbatim. And so just, that's the impact that's had on the world.
Smokey Robinson's impact on music has been enormous. His voice and songs were the soundtrack for a generation of baby boomers. As a solo artist, he inspired a radio format known as the Quiet Storm. This year, Smokey was selected as one of five Kennedy Center honorees in recognition for his lifetime of achievements in the arts. He was introduced by Caroline Kennedy as
a quiet storm from Detroit's North End, whose songs of love made us all wish he was our guy.
Which shuts in my eyes.
I'm Larry London, VOA News.